see how kindness works. And a lot of our kindness we get and learn from our parents, our mums in particular. But mums are very good at doing other things as well. But what Mother Teresa said was, it's not what you do that matters, but how much love you put in. And mums often do extraordinary things out of love. And perhaps there are people here who can tell us a few extraordinary things their mum has done out of love. It can be adults as well as children, by the way. Anybody got a story about how extraordinary things that...
Mum drives me to school every day.
Mum drives to school every day. Well, one definitely for mum somewhere. Where's mum got to? Go give your mum one. How about anybody else? Anybody else? What extraordinary things their mum does out of love?
Helps out with the children.
Well, that's a... Anybody else? What extraordinary thing? Sorry?
How did the children?
Yes. What any extraordinary things their mum has done for them out of love? later, Don.
My mum helps other people, but she still looks after me and Daddy.
Did you hear that? Mum helps other people, but still looks after Lottie and Chris. Well, that's wonderful. But our first reading was from Exodus, and it sounds a bit strange that this woman puts the baby into the river. But actually, at the time, there was an order from Pharaoh that all young Israelite boys were to be killed. And what was the mum doing? She was trying to give her son a chance of life. And that's why she put him in a basket. And obviously, Moses then grew up and became part of the royal household. And some of you may remember the story about Solomon, where two women go to see Solomon. And there's a dispute about whose child is alive, because one of the mums has lost their baby. And they're claiming the same baby as being theirs. And the real mum offers her baby away, rather than seem hurt, because Solomon, in his wisdom, says, cut the child in two, have half each. But obviously the real mum would not want her son to be hurt. Grandmas. There's a few grandmas here, aren't there? Or even a few great-grandmas. Do you still worry about your children? Do you still care for them? There's a few wry smiles going around, isn't there? A few chuckles. I think once you're a mum, you're always a mum, aren't you? You never stop worrying. You never stop caring. You're always interested in your children. You want the best for them. And what is in our gospel reading, we have the story of Mary. And, you know, she's there when Jesus is hanging on the cross. And all his friends, or most of his friends and disciples, have fled, deserted him. But she's there, she's supporting him. And I think, mums, you can probably just think how our heart was feeling. She'd have been absolutely wrecked, wouldn't she? You know, mums, just think about it, or dads as well. Your heart would be just breaking, it would be in tears. And Jesus must have known that. He must have been able to see it. He'd have seen that his mum was there, probably see her tears, her eyes just swelling up. And he turns to the disciple he loved, which was John, and he says, look, says to his mum first, dear woman, here is your son. And to John, here is your mother. And we learn the disciple took her into his home. Talk about extraordinary things. Wasn't it extraordinary that out of love, Jesus died on the cross for us? Quite extraordinary. It blows our mind, really. You know, I suppose, yeah, would you die for your child? You probably would, actually. if you had a choice of giving your life or your child's life, you'd give your own, wouldn't you? Well, we're children of God. Our mums, as we heard earlier, besides looking after our physical and emotional needs, also have a big impact on our spiritual journey as well. And as we've heard, they will often take us to church. And they're better at dads than that, I'm afraid, but they do. And often when they're putting children to bed, say prayers with them, pray for them, share their faith, share their journey. But also the children are watching how you live day by day, what your values are, what your real benefits are. John Wesley's mother had a large brood of children. And the children knew that if a mum put a cloth over her head, that they would be quiet, because she was having a quiet time with the Lord. And they just, despite having loads of children around, they just knew they had to behave and be quiet at that time. And if you think about it, the best attributes of mothers are also found in Jesus, aren't they? You know, he wants the very best for us. I think every mum wants the very best for her child. You know, he wants that close relationship. Mums just want to be close to their children. They want to speak to them. They want to listen to them, to hear what they're worried about. And they want the best of life. They don't want to be hung up. No mum wants her child to feel insecure, to feel worried. They want to get on with life. And they want their child to have that inner peace and love. And Jesus wants the same for us as well. Now, Jesus is unbelievably kind. You know, I'm sure most mums here are unbelievably kind to their children. Yes, they might get driven to drink sometimes. But, our mums feed us, don't they? With food, we grow because we're fed and nurtured. And Jesus provides that food and nurturing as well. The food is from reading his word, from just studying the scriptures. And last week, Helen was talking about the living water, that thirst we have. And that's the thirst of Jesus giving us the Holy Spirit. And that can really transform our lives. You know, if we allow Jesus to be the Lord of our lives, we display the fruit of the Spirit set out in our third reading. It's like an orange with many segments. And the passage goes, "Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. And whatever you do, do it all in the name of Jesus." I'd like to thank Mark for the selection of songs this morning. And, you know, our relationship with Jesus, that last one, we had the chorus, you know, "I'm lost in wonder, I'm lost in love. I'm lost in praise forevermore because of Jesus' unfading love. I am forgiven, I am restored." So today, when we're celebrating and thinking about mums and all they've done for us, I also ask you and urge you to think about what Jesus has done for us as well. Now, I'm aware that, as we said already, that today can be a difficult day, because not everyone, unfortunately, has been blessed by two happy parents. And there are many here, perhaps, who may have perhaps even lost a child, lost a mum in a formative stage of their life, either by naturally or perhaps by being separated, and others who have an estranged relationship with either parent or children. Now, I just urge you to consider coming forward afterwards to receive some prayer and to receive the Holy Spirit to minister into that situation. There was a famous song in the past which has had been song title, which has had many different lyrics to it. But in the 50s, some people may remember Perry Como's singing "Love Makes the World Go Round." But actually, it's not, it's the love of Jesus that makes the world go round. And today, you know, like with parenting, it's a difficult task. It's a significant task. It can be one of great joy, great satisfaction, and wonder. It also is a time when you need maximum patience. You know, Emma, if you're listening to this, I needed it in buckets when you're in your teenage years. We all go through that, don't we? We need that patience. But if you have the love of Jesus in your heart, it helps you to have that supernatural patience so that you are not driven to the wrong form of spirit. But let's just celebrate today. Let's just say thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for love of our parents. And we thank you for your love, loving us, and the rewarding life that you have given us. Amen.